Okay, good evening. 3 o'clock in the morning. Had a lot of fun writing today's piece. I'm with my friend Ladyface and we're at her house drinking tea. It's been a very nice evening and I've had a really exciting time writing this piece. Going to do it in a little different style tonight. Thank you everybody for your input. Every suggestion is in here. And this piece is a little bit sexy, but nothing that Facebook would ban. The Nightshade Riots, Part 1. He looked at her across the room. Her shape was pleasing, yes. Through the window, moonlight spilt upon her shapely dress. She slipped it off and stood for him, the moonshine on her skin. She knew she'd known what she was doing when she let him in. Slowly he outstretched an arm and beckoned her to come. She loved his strength, his torso and his nearly perfect bum. He ran his fingers slowly through her locks of curly hair. They held each other perfectly in one another's stare. His jeans fit snugly round him, they were nightshades made for men. She ran her fingers down them as she counted down from 10. By 8 she'd found the belt line and the button at the top. She knew what she was doing and she didn't want to stop. Finally, she'd found her peacock, handsome, tall and strong. Not for life, but just for Christmas, not for very long. Pull the nightshades down, he whispered deeply in her ear. I promise to be nice to you, with me's no place for fear. She knew his words were real as she sank back on the bed. She always led these games, yet here she was being led. He lay down beside her on the fleece-like flannel sheets to the noise of bottles smashing from the riots in the streets. Outside, everything was chaos. Here, it was calm, and both of them felt safe as he caressed and kissed her arm. She was aching to be closer, so she spooned against his frame, and he held her firm against his chest because he felt the same. You can pull him down tomorrow, he whispered with a smile, and then I'd love to make you feel special for a while. So even if there's riot police, I reckon you won't care, 'cause your life will change forever when you see my underwear.